Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. In my last comment, I shared my concerns that Virginia Bass had voted in the minority with Mark Lovelace on a Board of Supervisors agenda item. Although I disagree with the vote Virginia cast, I want to publicly thank her for calling me and addressing my concerns. I endorsed Virginia, and I did that because I thought she would listen to her constituents. She confirmed this when she took the time to give me a call. I will be highly disappointed if she aligns herself with Mark Lovelace in the future, but I doubt that will happen. On a national level, we once again had to raise the debt ceiling. President Obama has continue to set our great country on a path of no return. When George W. Bush took office in January of 2001, our country was $5.6 trillion in debt. This was a scary number. Over the next 8 years, President Bush was anything but a fiscal conservative. He increased our debt $4.3 trillion on his watch. This was reckless and completely misguided path for our country. I criticized him for this and stated on numerous occasions that he was a fiscal liberal, and as a conservative, I did not support his spending policies. Unfortunately, Barack Obama became our president in 2009, and he has taken deficit spending to a level that is destroying the future of our country. In 3 short years, he has added $5.2 trillion more to our debt, and it is projected he will add $2 trillion more in 2012. In a little over 3 years, President Obama will have increased our debt more than all the presidents from George Washington through Bill Clinton. Just think about that. He has done this with the promise of fixing our economy. How has that worked out? If spending money was the key to kickstarting an economy, we would be in the best economic times in the history of our country. As of yesterday, every single citizen of the United States owed $48,703 in national debt. A family of four owes $194,812. My wife and I, with our three children and their three spouses, and our four grandchildren, owe $584,436, and $200,000 of that has been in the 3 short years that Obama has been our president. In the time it takes me to read this community comment, our country will have slipped another $8,292,000 in debt. That is over $46,000 every second of every day. It doesn't matter if you are a Republican or a Democrat. We are Americans first, and this spending is wrong. We need to stop Obama before it is too late. As of today, it looks like Mitt Romney is the front runner in the Republican primaries. He is not a diehard right-wing conservative. He is a candidate moderates on both sides of the aisle can get behind. He understands that the astronomical debt Obama is accumulating is destroying our country. The Democrats need to realize that Obama is not a Democrat. He is a socialist. The debt Obama is accumulating isn't politics as usual. It is an unsustainable socialist attempt at destroying the capitalistic foundations our country was built upon. Your vote is more important in 2012 than any other time you have ever cast a ballot. It is all about the economy, national debt, and saving the America we grew up with, not party affiliation. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio, Eureka.